a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Columbus Day, if you're driving through Salt Lake City, Indigenous Peoples Day, KSL News Time 4:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
check your carbon monoxide detectors. That's what Intermountain Healthcare is saying after 60 people got sick after a CO2 leak at a Provo meeting house yesterday. I'm Todd Fuchs.
Second, Turkey is attacking the Kurds, and now the president says a few American troops will stay around the Syrian border to keep ISIS contained. The rest are coming home. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot brought to you by Mountain America's lowest visa rate ever.
That's going to be northbound I-15, where we have emergency traffic. A crash prior to 72nd South is blocking the right lane of traffic, causing delays. And don't forget, due to a water main break, Wasatch Boulevard is closed both directions between 4500 and 6200 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Highs at 69 today, lots of sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
68 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. President Trump says some U.S. troops will stay in Syria for the time being as Turkey intensifies its attack on Kurds in the northeastern part of the country. ABC's Andy Field says that isn't the only thing the U.S. is doing in an attempt to end the bloodshed.
The president is still pulling all U.S. forces out of northeast Syria, where Turkey is now invading. But he tweeted an announcement that he will leave, quote, a small footprint of U.S. military in southern Syria to continue to disrupt remnants of ISIS. The president had said there was no longer a need to stay in northern Syria.
And it comes as the Kurds switch a lot allegiance.
We started to hear that perhaps the Kurdish military, they'd said to America, if you can't protect us from the bombs that are coming from Turkey, then we are going to turn to someone else. We started to hear that they'd already done that. So the Kurdish forces started to switch allegiance from America to Syria. This was a deal that was brokered by Russia, so we then started to see Syrian forces rushing back in.
ABC's Ian Pannell on the Turkish-Syrian border. A police officer from Fort Worth, Texas, who was accused of shooting and killing an unarmed woman in her home during a wellness check, has resigned. Body cam video shows former officer Aaron Dean did not identify himself as an officer and opened fire seconds after demanding a Tatiana Jefferson show him her hands. Chief Ed Krause says the resignation is a moot point.
Had the officer not resigned, I would have fired him for violations of several policies, including our use of force policy, our de-escalation policy, and unprofessional conduct.
Dean is white. Jefferson was black. President Trump's former advisor to Russia, Fiona Hill, testifying before House lawmakers as their impeachment inquiry continues. Later this week, lawmakers can expect to hear from the ambassador to the European Union, Gordon Sondland. Stocks closed lower to start the week. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth.
The vaping industry. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Nearly 30 people have died from vaping-related illness. Doctors all over the country say unregulated THC products are the thread connecting most of these deaths. It's led to the Utah Department of Health requiring vape specialty shops to post warnings about these products. The president of the Libertas Institute, Connor Boyack, joined KSL's Dave Andujanovic today. He says we're kind of missing the point.
Part of the problem here is that if we draw an inference that is not based in science or based in fact, we can also do harm while we're trying to do some good. Yes, it appears that the overwhelming majority of these cases were involving THC. However, these, by large measure, were not regulated products. They weren't tested. They weren't purchased from a dispensary. These are black market products. And so what the problem that we've seen is the messaging that's come out of this is to suggest that vaping THC is inherently bad. when that's not the case. People have been using this method of administration of THC for years and years and years without any incident.
We should mention Connor Boyack is a medical marijuana advocate and was a key player in helping pass last year's medical cannabis ballot initiative. He says the problem is the unregulated stuff.
The solution is not to ban or restrict regulated products that undergo testing that aren't causing the problem. We just need to be cautious, I think, especially when Utah's program is about to fully come online, before trying to suggest that this is inherently bad when it really appears to be one or a few black market products that are the problem.
He says while we're figuring everything out, we need to use a scalpel instead of a sledgehammer before we propose sweeping bans and legislation. You've been listening to The In-Depth Now, emergency traffic on KSL. We're brought to you by Mountain America's lowest visa rate ever. Here's Ricky Meese.
We're getting reports of a possible crash with injuries. Haven't found it on the cameras yet. This is eastbound on the 21st South Freeway to go northbound on I-215's West Belt. We do have slowing westbound SR-201 between I-215 and Bangor and starting up again at 5600 West. If you're headed northbound on I-15, a right lane block causing unusual delays due to a crash at prior to 7200 South, and that's causing your backups into Draper. And then southbound I-15, heavy and slow, Murray and Midvale. Michelle?
Well, we have typical congestion for drivers on 5600 West Bangor Highway. This is going to go from Salt Lake down into the West Valley area. And again, heads up, we have a water main break. This is for Holiday. Mill Creek drivers. It has closed Wasatch Boulevard both directions at the Mount Olympus Trailhead. You'll want to avoid the area and plan an alternate route. Steve?
And we have southbound slowdowns on Foothill Drive, 17 South out to Parley's Way. But still a good drive at northbound 15, leaving the capital city till you hit Kaysville. Then the slowdown started Shepherd Lane up to the ponds. More slowdowns at the Layton Parkway. Northbound 89 in great shape right now from the Farmington split up to the I-84 ramps. Get your Angels Among Us DVD or CD signed by Kristen Chenoweth at Deseret Bookstores. Friday at 6:30 at the downtown flagship store and Saturday at 6:30 at the University Village in Orem. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Look, Kevin Eubank is right here in the studio in the 7-day forecast, and it starts just magnificently.
I'll tell you, Jeff, it's hard to come inside from outside today. It is so pretty out there. Blue skies, sunshine, the leaves are changing in the valleys, and fall is definitely in the air. Today we've been to 68. Tomorrow, how about 69 degrees and sunny? Mostly sunny, a little breezy on Wednesday, and 72 ahead of a little front that'll bring in a lot of clouds on Thursday and knock us down into the low 70s. Cooler air gets here for our Friday, and storms should get here Saturday night into Sunday. Not a huge storm, but it will drop our temperatures into the 40s and 50s. It looks like some valley rain, mountain snow Saturday night, mixing with a little rain, snow in the valleys for Sunday morning. Lows will be in the 30s. So I don't think we'll have accumulating snow in the valleys, but I think it will be flying and chance for a little dusting up on the benches.
So we should get all the football in Friday night and Saturday.
Yep.
Everybody can go to the corn mazes and then it starts raining.
Yeah, chance of a little, depending on the late game, we have a late game on Saturday. So a chance for a little bit of rain and snow mix at the latter half of that game.
All right, thanks a lot, Kevin Eubank. 67 degrees in Salt Lake City, KSL News Time 422.
One of the biggest landmarks in your life is retirement. Are you ready for it? The Wentworth is ready for you. It's a culture of caring that thrives at their exceptional senior living communities. See it firsthand at 5 Wasatch Front Wentworth Communities and at the Wentworth at the Meadows in St. George. Google Wentworth Retirement and find out about the rate freeze until 2021 and a $1,500 discount on your first month's rent. Google Wentworth Retirement today.
Experience the culture of caring at 5 Wentworth Communities along the Wasatch Front.
Dad, this is my new boyfriend, Snake.
What's up?
Well, now that he's out of prison, all Snake wants is to become a banker, like you. Don't you just love his dollar sign tattoo?
Life can add stress to your heart. Fortunately, no hospital network is more skilled at improving heart health than Mountain Star Healthcare. Take a free online heart risk assessment at MountainStar.com. What makes us better makes you better.
Hi, this is Doug Ryden. For years, you've heard me talk about our IntelliBed, and now I can say our IntelliBeds. We added one in our guest room. We absolutely love the IntelliBed with that revolutionary gel matrix technology, the first bed in the world that is both firm and soft at the same time, maximum back support and the maximum pressure relief. We all need and deserve that great night's sleep, and right now, I wanted to make you aware of an opportunity to buy select IntelliBeds at up to 50% off during IntelliBed's semi-annual demo sale. You can buy select IntelliBeds and select state-of-the-art adjustable bases at up to 50% off, but it's only at your IntelliBed store, and you can save up to 50% off all IntelliBed accessories, including pillows, sheets, even mattress protectors. Fashion Place, University Place, Orem, Park City by Whole Foods and Riverdale next to the Olive Garden. Don't miss your chance to save up to 50% off on the IntelliBed you've been wanting.
Hey there, homeowners. Have you had that annoying experience of low water pressure in the shower where you hardly had enough pressure to wash the shampoo out of your hair? You know, the same shower you have to yell, "Don't flush the toilet, I'm in the shower!" Don't put up with this anymore. Get rid of those old, rusty, corroded pipes and get brand new PEX or copper pipes. Repipe Specialist does repiping unlike anyone else. It's all they do. They've been giving customers great water pressure, clean, clear water, and a pipe leak-free home for over 25 years. All in just 1 to 2 days at half the cost of a plumber with a lifetime guarantee. Everyone deserves great water pressure, and no more getting scalded in the shower or having to see and drink rusty colored water. Call us today for your free in-home estimate. We'll even take 20% off our already low price when you call us today. Repipe Specialists. Call today, 888-583-6988, 888-583-6988, 888-583-6988.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL, brought to you by Regions Blue Cross Blue Shield of Utah. A new study says the best domestic airline for families is JetBlue because of large, comfy seats, unlimited free snacks, and free Wi-Fi. Southwest comes in second, Delta is fifth. Allegiant Air is rated the worst for families. KSL drives Ford's recalling nearly 18,000 of its 2019 Rangers. The HVAC system might get a little too warm and you could spark a fire by turning on the heat. You should get a letter in the mail from Ford. On Wall Street today, the Dow slipped 29 points. The S&P fell 4. The NASDAQ lost 8 points. The banks were closed today. KSL News Time, 426. This is interesting. Todd was telling me that he may put the pumpkin under the knife too early this year.
Well, I did. We put it under this weekend. The kid couldn't wait. But we're worried about the mush collapse pre-Halloween. So I did a little bit of research on how to avoid pumpkin rot after you've carved it. And tell me if this is like a little too much, a little too extra, unless you've done some kind of replica of the Sistine Chapel. Wash the pumpkin off. Pretty basic. Then you submerge it in bleach water for a day after you carve it to kill the germs. You're supposed to rehydrate it daily, like spray it. Put it in the fridge at night if you want to.
This is hardcore.
And this is the best one. Put Vaseline on it. Put Vaseline on the carved edges.
Wait, but on the exterior of the pumpkin.
Like where you've cut out of it. Rub it, which is a kind of a weird feeling, I think. Supposed to keep it moisturized and prevent the edges from drying out too fast. If you don't have Vaseline, vegetable oil or WD-40 works
Wait,
as well.
Problem, don't you usually put something inside the candle to light it up?
Flaming death pumpkin. I'm supposed to use one of those flameless candles if you do it. I'll tell you, though, a pumpkin on fire or Vaseline on your pumpkin, though, will prevent the neighborhood kills from kids from taking it off your porch and stealing it.
That's true. So petroleum jelly, no candles. KSL News Time, 428.